You know, we always try to bring a youth message, but it's also a message for all of us because we're all children of the living God. And sometimes we just need to take the gospel and put it down into some simple forms or maybe better understand it rather than try to complicate it. So that's what we do. Jesus promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. That's what he promised in John chapter 15, and he also promised to send the Holy Spirit. Now, I like cartoons, and I like Peanuts cartoons, and I like old Linus in the Peanuts cartoon. He carries around a blanket with him all the time. Now, I think most of us have seen that, and even some of us may have a blanket that's very important to them. I know I have a throw that Judy has given me that sometimes when I sit in my chair in the wintertime and I'll pick that thing up and it's just sort of, I don't know, it's some comfort involved with it. But Linus in the Peanuts cartoon is famous for his security blanket. Now, you may have a personal experience with such a blanket or even an object, you know, like a security blanket. And some of us might have animals or different things, teddy bears, or some people like to sleep with, not big kids, but I don't know, but younger adults, you know, sometimes they have a favorite teddy bear. But I said all that to say this. All of us need something to hold on to. Now, isn't it interesting that some blankets are called comforters? And when Jesus left his disciples to ascend to heaven, he told them he would not leave them comfortless. Now, of course, he wasn't saying that he would leave them with a blanket to hold on to. No, that's not what he was saying. He was giving them something better. He would send his Holy Spirit into their heart so that they would have something on the inside to give them courage, give them peace, and more importantly, give them joy. They wouldn't need anything on the outside like a security blanket. No. They would have something on the inside. The Holy Spirit. You see, when you accept Jesus in your life, you don't get him in pieces. You get him God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when he said he would never leave us nor forsake us, that is true. Because the Holy Spirit is always with us. They call him the Paraclete, the Comforter, the one who teaches, the one who gives us wisdom and grace. And he's in a spiritual sense always with us. Now, sometimes when people grow up, they outgrow their security blankets or teddy bears. But we are very fortunate if we replace them with a good feeling on the inside, the feeling of knowing that God is our Father, and we are God's children, and his Spirit lives within us. Wow, what a wonderful promise that Jesus gave to us. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day, and hope to see you in church in person sometime soon. God loves you, and so do we.